This is Allie Marshall with Mountain Express. I'm talking to Morgan Gear, formerly of Asheville, and bands like The Merle and The Unholy Trio. He currently lives in Portland, Oregon, and fronts Drunken Prayer, heard here performing Take a Walk. Morgan will be back in Asheville for a number of shows throughout July. So how did you get involved with playing for the Big Crafty?
Justin Raybuck, one of my all-time best friends in the world. It was just kind of serendipitous. I've been meaning to come down and help out however I could with it, because it's his project, and I support anything he's doing. And it sounds like a lot of fun. I've seen lots of pictures and whatnot. It just worked out this time that they were going to be putting it on. I think it starts on the 11th.
Right.
And I'm coming in like on the 6th or the 7th. So it worked out, and it's just kind of our way of kind of helping each other out. I kind of ride his promo coattails and then just kind of raise awareness for it as a kind of a pre-party and get people excited about it.
Gonna take a walk, gonna take my time through the weeds and dandelions, down a trail that's well and worn, up a rope that's frayed and torn. I keep a neat and tidy grave. I taught the wildflowers to behave. Limbo lower, I'm a slave to that neat and tidy grave.
So as far as getting the Merle back together to do a show, Is that exciting, or is that a big project? Is it easy to just fall back into that?
It's pretty easy. Yeah, I mean, last year it was pretty straightforward just to kind of fall back into it, because it helps that we're such good friends. So there's kind of a musical telepathy that I assume will probably always be there. But there are some working out the kinks, like some of. We have to remind each other of the structure of some songs, and then, in the meantime, I still play some of those songs and just kind of rearrange them, and sometimes I throw those new arrangements by the guys and see what they think. The Merle is much more of a democracy than anything else I do. I'm usually a benevolent dictator.
Is that because there's so much history with it?
Well, it's just... pretty much is kind of how we started. I was kind of late to the group, so I've always kind of felt like the junior member even now, because it was those three with a different drummer, and Jamie played bass. Will, who's going to be playing drums with me as Drunken Prayer, was the original Merle drummer.
I know you see the things I do. Well, I know.
So I was out to breakfast recently. It was actually on Father's Day, and I saw a guy who was out to breakfast celebrating Father's Day with his kids, and he was wearing a Merle T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so it got me thinking, what do you think it was about that band, despite rare performances over the past several years or so, that still really strikes a chord with people?
It was kind of a unique sound. We incorporated a lot of different styles, and I think we incorporated successfully, as opposed to one of these groups that just is a mishmash of lots of different styles and you can't really put your finger on them. I think we had a unique sound. I remember I had a friend came down from Baltimore once, and the first time he heard our CD, he kind of looked at me and said something to the effect of, "So you guys are kind of just doing your own thing here, right?" as opposed to falling neatly into some other category of like stoner rock or rockabilly or anything like that. Because we incorporated a lot of different styles, but it's just kind of a musical gumbo that I don't know if it's just kind of a one of a kind thing. So, and I think people have a kind of a sense of ownership to it, because you get what you want to out of it, as opposed to having it just be kind of spoon-fed. Yeah, time and place.
Yeah, as far as time, I was thinking about too, with you all playing the Decline of Western North Carolina show. Do you feel like that kind of officially makes you a '90s band or retro?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily retro, but we're not putting out any new material either. You know, I've got my hands full with my own thing. But I don't know. I don't think we think of ourselves like that. But like I said, we're not recording. We're not going out and playing except for just for fun. But we've always just kind of been in it to amuse ourselves. It is born out of that era of '90s alt rock, alternative rock, post REM and just barely post Nirvana kind of era. But I don't think it's dated musically because we never sounded much like any of those groups either.
Gonna take a walk, gonna see my girl, run my hands through devil curls, walk on water, die for pearls, gonna take a walk, gonna see my girl.
As far as what you're doing, as far as your project lately in Drunken Prayer, what has anything changed in the last year? Any news with that band?
We're halfway through another recording. That should part of the reason for coming back is I didn't get as far on the recording as I wanted to be able to transfer it over and maybe try to work it with local studios with what I have. So I've been working pretty hard on this next recording to get it going. There's a whole slew of musicians I'm playing with, and part of the problem is going a little bit slow is that they're all incredibly busy playing with other projects. Books from She and Him and The Breeders and The Minus Five. So they're all incredibly busy. We're not dedicated, but busy. So it's hard even getting just rehearsals in. So, compared to the first two CDs, there's a lot of more kind of psychedelic stuff on there. A little more dynamic. A little less in the traditional alternative country rodeo.
So the rumors that you're moving back to Asheville are definitely unfounded, huh?
Well, that was the original plan. Like I said, I couldn't really justify having put so much effort into this recording and not having enough of it done to... I didn't feel comfortable trying to migrate over to a local studio with just the bare bones with what I had. So I'm trying to get a little bit more of the basics. By that, I record kind of bottom up with drums, percussion, loops, and stuff like that, and bass first, and then kind of move on up from there. So I want to get that out of the way. I'm in no real rush to do anything, so I didn't want to feel like I was putting a gun to my own head to move out there. But yeah, it's inevitable, I feel.
It's inevitable that you'll move back at some point?
It's home. You know, so one way or another, it's hard to say what's going to happen tomorrow, much less next year.
Gonna take a walk, gonna take it slow, kick the dirt on my way home. So goodbye until tomorrow. Take a walk, gonna take it slow, gonna take a walk.